Blog Talk Radio.
Buddy, and welcome to Hard Hits. I am your host, Derek Felix. Over the next hour, we got a lot of hard-hitting issues to get to tonight here in the Big Apple. The Big Apple, baby. Here in Staten Island, New York, the Forgotten Borough, the Park Borough, and thankfully, so far, the borough that's setting the proper example when it comes to peaceful protests, when it comes to protesting for George Floyd and for other injustices in our system and in our country, including Breonna Taylor. And so far, so good with Staten Island. They had another protest earlier today over in over in the Newdorp area, and they did a march, and sounds like everything went well, and that's great. It's great to hear over here in Staten Island, better known as Shaolin, to anybody who goes back to the classic Wu-Tang era of the 90s, when everybody seemed to coexist. And isn't it something that we can't seem to coexist? And I don't really understand why. Why can't we coexist? I mean, Blacks should get along with whites and so forth, and we should get along with Hispanics and Russians and any other people and Asians, and everybody should just get along with everybody. But that's not the message that they want. That's not the message that they're pushing. No. They want to push a message of shame. They want to shame people. They want people to just be against each other. That's what the liberal media wants. And it's wrong. It's wrong. They can talk about diversity, but they don't really care. They don't really care. Just like frauds like Al Sharpton do not care. I know a fraud when I see one. He's a fraud. I called out LeBron James a long time ago because he's a fraud. And I don't care about all the good that LeBron James does. I don't care how great he is on the basketball court. I know a fraud when I see one. And what they did to Drew Brees, there was no reason for Drew Brees to apologize. That was his stance. He doesn't think taking a knee during the national anthem is such a great thing. And you know what? I don't think it's a great thing either. But they're going to take a knee to show some kind of unity. What's that? What is it exactly accomplishing when most of these guys are rich and they're great athletes and they earn their way into the NFL? What are you accomplishing exactly? Kaepernick really accomplished a lot. Then he drew a lot of attention to himself. That's why no team took a chance and picked him up, because he was a distraction. And he wasn't that great a quarterback either. And he towards the end of his 49er. Let's be honest about that, too. I don't know how many good years he would have had left. But Kaepernick was all about himself, and he got the money. He got the money from Nike, and he got a big, fat settlement from the NFL. And, yes, now he's putting his money where his mouth is, and that's great. And that's my point. You want to speak out? And you're an African-American player, and they did a very nice thing. They recorded a nice message. A lot of stars from the NFL, included Patrick Mahomes, the MVP and Super Bowl MVP, and just actually, he wasn't the MVP this past year, but that's right, went to Lamar Jackson. Saquon Barkley was part of it. He wanted to send a message, and he wanted to be heard. Take action. Take action. I don't think kneeling is really doing anything. I don't think that's accomplishing anything. The same way I don't think putting up a blank or a black screen Blackout Tuesday on Instagram, I don't think that really sent the message. You wanna be heard, you could be heard. I got a podcast here. I've spoken out plenty about how I hate what's happened. I hate the fact that they're a racist in our country. And I hate the fact that there are cops that don't do the job that they're supposed to do. I hate that. And they should be locked away. But you know what else I hate? I hate criminals. I hate criminals who commit heinous acts, who are let out of jail, and then what do? They go back out and they do whatever it is they do, whether it's assault, whether it's murder, whether it's something else, because of our lackadaisical, very lax, liberal system that is set up here in New York City, thanks to Dumb and Dumber, as I like to call them, the mayor, de Blasio, as I like to say, with the H in there, and the governor, Governor Cuomo, who does care about lives, but says a lot of things that are not the smartest. Especially when he's upset about the fact that there were riots and looting, he goes after the NYPD, the same police department that Mr. de Blasio went after. And then what happens? It just created more chaos. Or that people forget what happened in Brooklyn or on those train stations. Now, I'm not justifying any bad cop out there. I saw that there was a cop that shoved an old man down in Buffalo. And he was bald, and he hit his head, and he was bleeding. What the hell did you do that for, you dumbass? That cop should be ashamed of himself. He should be in jail, or he should lose his badge. By the way, he shouldn't work again. What kind of thing is that to do to an old person, an old guy in his 70s? That's a disgrace. I've read about Breonna Taylor. It's a very sad case. And I want to mention my good friend Karen that told me about Breonna Taylor. And everybody knows now about her. There wasn't a lot of attention paid to her back in mid-March when it happened over in Louisville, where they did one of those searches. It was really a no-knock search. I don't think there should be no-knock searches. And because they connected her with a drug dealer, and it turned out he wasn't there. And what happened? Her boyfriend got scared for their lives, and he fired in defense. and originally was charged, and then he was released. Therefore, he was just—it was really just defense, and he had the right to the gun, so he was just defending himself. And what they do? They shot her dead. They shot her dead. They messed up on a drug bust. And it would have been her 27th birthday yesterday, and she was an emergency medical technician, EMT. And yes, in reading about her case, it's a very complex one. She did know the target. She knew the target. So, and they had some information that maybe there were packages going over through her address via the main suspect, who was DeMarcus Glover. And it's a real sad case, and it's a real sad thing, obviously. And she should still be alive. And it was just a terrible mistake, and we know about that. Look, there are cases, there are a lot of cases where there are injustice, where there are wrongdoings, where there are complete wrongdoings by police and law enforcement, and I don't really understand it, to be honest. I think that cops do have a very tough job to do, and they do. They do have a hard job to do. And some of them, they're not prepared for all this. They're not prepared. They want to work the streets. I mean, it's tough out there. It is tough out there. It's very tough. I mean, go back and read about Michael Brown Jr. Obama quickly came to he rushed judgment on when he had a rap sheet that was a mile long or half a mile long. Go ahead. Then tell me that Darren Wilson, who got targeted and basically had to give up his badge and lose his career, tell me that he didn't do the right thing in Ferguson, Missouri, where they had protests and then they did even more damage a year later on the anniversary. That was at August 9th, 2014. Okay. Not, you know, every case is different. That's the problem. They want to lump them all together. I came across this thing and that Mr. Cuomo decided to do. He had put out a tweet about, say their name. Let's say their name. Okay. Eric Garner. I know about Eric Garner. Eric Garner was a little bit of a criminal, was a little bit of a shady character. He was working the streets selling loose cigarettes, and they warned him several times not to do it. That's something that I don't think most media outlets talk about. They don't want to talk about that. Did he deserve what he got? Of course not. The man shouldn't have died. He shouldn't. And the cop finally lost his job, and I'm not going to name him because there's no point. What is not also mentioned is that his commanding officer, and I think she was African-American, it doesn't really matter if they're what they are, what race they are. Cops just aren't all white. I wish we could do some research and just see what's the percentage of minorities that are police, that become police officers. I like to see that. Why not? Why can't we take a look at that? Why can't we take a look at percentage of crimes? Who's committing the crimes? We could do that. But then it would get controversial and people would be like, oh, you're trying to go after, the black American. I don't want to do that. I have friends that are black. I have friends that are Hispanic. I have friends from different cultures. I believe that most people are good by nature. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But if you start calling me names or whatever because I voted for Donald Trump in 2016 and I'm not going to vote for him again, and I'm not going to vote for any presidential candidate this year because I sure am not going to vote for that other guy, Biden, because he's a joke. He's another fraud. And Trump's an easy target because he just doesn't know how to handle any of this stuff. He's not a politician. He doesn't say things that are politically correct. And I don't think he thinks anything out. But I think he's real good when it comes to jobs. I think he has done a good job with foreign policy, better than Obama did. But he's not a president. He's just not a president. The same way Barack wasn't really a president. He was more like a community leader, a community organizer. When's the last time you had a president? I say it, though. It's probably George W. It's probably George W. And everybody knows there was a lot of corrupt stuff going on. Everybody knows that. Bill Clinton, he was a president. But, yeah, of course, we find out, you know, we find out after the fact that the Clintons are very... I'm just going to leave that one alone. I'll leave that one alone. Just let the lot work. I'm talking about stuff that's important. So, the number is 516-531-9641. I did not think I was going to do a show tonight. I thought there was going to be a show on the What's Brewing Network with George Brew and Brian, but Brian says he's done with shows. So, I decided to host the show. Dan was saying lame, and I don't know if Dan's calling in or not. I said, You know what I said? I stepped up to the plate. I said, I'll host the show. I'll host one. I'll do it for an hour. I told everybody that if they want to call in, if you want to call in, if you want your voice to be heard, you go ahead. We can talk about the serious issues. Why not? This is hard hits, after all. We could talk about the hard issues. This is not about race. Yes, it's about racism, and there is racism, and there is systematic racism, and there are schools that are not, they're not as properly state or federally funded as they should be. I worked in a lower-income school as a substitute teacher, so I know. When you have teachers having to purchase their own supplies, that's not good. It's not good. So, why is it that way? Why is it set up that way? Why are poor neighborhoods poor? Why is it harder for them? Why do more minorities commit crimes? It's just to survive. No, it's easier to survive just maybe by working. Maybe Tupac was right. And you had to operate the easy way. So you made a grand. You made $1,000 on a grand on selling drugs or whatever to the kids, selling crack to the kids. Maybe it's easier. I don't know. I think it's a lot easier to be a marijuana dealer now than it used to be. And what is marijuana, really? It's a plant. It's a plant. Maybe I should be a marijuana dealer. I don't think I'd be good at this. I don't think I'd be good at that. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do it. I'm just making a point here. Everybody wants to make money. People want to survive. Not everybody comes from a good family. People talk about white privilege. You know what my brother says to that? It's not privilege. We're blessed to come from good family. What do you think? Do you think every white person comes from a blessed family? From a great family? We're all rich? No. Okay, that's not true. That's just not true. You got to get your facts straight. See, I'm not afraid to speak out. I'm not afraid to speak out on anything. I don't think Drew Brees has to apologize. The only reason he apologized because his teammates came after him. And look, Drew Brees, this could be his final year. It could be his final go-round with the Saints. And he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's an all-time great. And he's a Super Bowl winner. And they shamed him. And, you know, that's a problem. They use liberal media. If they want to shame people. They want to make us feel ashamed. Oh, if we don't do this, you know, we're automatically this. That's not how it works. I don't got a racist bone in my body. And I hurt when I see one of these things happen. I know what it is. It's a tragedy. And it's sad. And I feel for the families. But you can't examine every case the same. You want to, you know, the whole thing with Trayvon Martin, and I think, what did Mr. Obama say when he was president? He said, you know, that could have been my kid if he was black, if I had a boy. That's what he said, right? I don't think that was so bad when I went back on it. What really happened there? George Zimmerman was some guy that was just like as a lookout or whatever, and he decides to stand to use the standing your ground rule and stop the shooting. I'm sure words were exchanged, but did Trayvon Martin really deserve to lose his life that day? No. And George Zimmerman, he never went to jail. They couldn't find him guilty. That's not right. That's not right. Now, of course, if one of our esteemed colleagues could be part of the show, JPG, he'd probably take me to task, and he'd probably look at the other side and take the opposite viewpoint. That's what this show's all about. I'm willing to hear the other side. I'm willing to. As long as you're fair and you're objective and you're willing to listen to me. See, I'm not afraid to tackle the hard issues. Do I like talking about this stuff? I hate it. I hate it. And I don't really understand. I don't understand why this is still happening. And I don't understand why it's okay for cops to be killed or shot at. Or for people to set fire to police stations because the Minneapolis people did a lousy job there after all that, after what happened to George Floyd. Did George Floyd have a little bit of a arrest record? Yes, he did. He wasn't perfect. So don't make him a hero, but he's a victim. He is a victim. He was defenseless. And that cop should be put away for 25 years. And if not, at least 15, or whatever it is. It's second-degree murder now. And that's what they rape it to. Not everybody is perfect, but do people deserve to die? I don't think anybody deserves to die. You know, you only deserve to die. If you fire at the cops or whatever, or you try to kill a cop, or, like, you take a knife or whatever, or you fight for a gun, like in that one case that I stated, and you know what? All bets are off. That's why Mr. Obama was wrong. That's why Obama lost me. He lost me when he decided to just jump to conclusions there with Michael Brown Jr., who wasn't such a good guy. And Darrell Wilson, he wasn't a cop anymore. He couldn't work the streets. This is the same guy that saved an infant that was doing the right thing. But his career was over. His career was over before 30 years old. And he just lives a low-key life. Go read the article on him. It's actually pretty good. It's a, I think it was a Time piece, and it's a damn good article. I think that we need to do more of that. We need to do some reading. We need to educate ourselves. And if we educated ourselves, we could discover the truth. The truth about things. So, when they try to push the agenda, you got to start questioning it. You got to start questioning who it's coming from. Who is it coming from? That's the question that I have. The phone number here is 516-531-9641. We'll be right back after this.
Have it, a little breath. Brass Bonanza, a classic Brass Bonanza theme from when the Hartford Whalers were an NHL hockey team. As we are back here on Hard Hits, on the Hard Hits Network, it is Derek Felix with you, going on till 2 o'clock in the morning here live, and possibly overtime, depending on what happens here, if people want to call in. I never know. You just never know. You never know what you're going to get. I wound up with Madison Miller calling in the other on Tuesday, and Dan calling in. And then last night we did a late show because Robert said he was going to be moving pretty soon. And so we did a late, real late show. That was actually very entertaining. And yeah, take a listen to it. Go ahead and take a listen to it. As Robert Craze Davis, I think it's titled Robert Craze Davis Reveals the Move. Reveals the move. His move. He's going to be moving to a different part of Jersey, to a different part of town. Personally, I think he just wants to get in touch with his real roots, his true roots. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But it is good to be back here on the Hard Hits Network. If you want a real good show, you want to listen to something different, more of a sports-themed show right now, go listen to Madison Miller, the Madison Miller podcast. You can listen to it on anchor.fm. Go find her show. It's great. She does. She has her own little bracket of pain that she did. You know, it's basically a piggyback on Joe Beningo of WFN, and it was great. The bracket of pain, something created by Evan Robertson. It was terrific, and it's terrific. I actually was on there, so was Jeff Micheletti, whatever. I think that's how you pronounce his name, and Macchietti. And I'll tell you what, it's a very good show. She does a great job with it. Madison is now one of our guests here that we feature, and that's over on anchor.fm. I do have an anchor. I just don't know what I'm going to do with it. I can still do segments. We'll see. I like this setup better, to be honest. I just do. But I could still do a lot of different things there. I do plan to add some more audio to the Hard Hits Network, and I want to make everything as fun as possible. You know, it's not fun to talk about all the stuff that's going on. Hey, if you want to peacefully protest, that's your right. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and get out there and do it. Me, I can't do it. I'll tell you why. I'll give you my reason. I just don't. Number one, and this has nothing to do with me being white and Jewish, and Jews have been persecuted for a long time, I have anxiety. So I get anxiety from heat, number one, and it's been very hot, and tomorrow's supposed to be really hot. And Derek's supposed to be having this thing at the conference house, the historic conference house where our forefathers met over 200 years ago, folks. Like almost, what is it, like 200, almost 250 years ago. Yeah, it's that long ago. Yeah, that's right. Talking about Ben Franklin, I'm talking about all those great forefathers, including George Washington. So, but yeah, I'm not good when it comes to heat. And I'm not good when it comes to crowds. It's just not my place. You know, it's not something I can do. If I could do it, I'd go out there, I'd take a look at it. Why not? I don't have any problem with people protesting. Number two, wearing masks and heat, not something I'm comfortable with. But if you want to go and protest, do it. And just be careful and be safe out there. All right, we do have a phone call guest here. So I got a 240 area code. 240, you're on with me over here on Hard Hits. How are you?
I'm trying to do the best I can out here, brother. Could you hear me?
Oh, I could hear you fine. You're coming in loud and clear, sir. Where are you from?
All right, brother. I'm actually from Michigan.
You're from Michigan? Okay. I'm from New York. I'm from Staten Island, New York. So how are things going
you
over
there? You guys got a pretty rough out there out in New York right now.
Well, look, I mean, we're doing the best we can. I don't think that I don't think the way it's been handled with our governor and our mayor, I don't think it's been handled the best. And look, I think if you listen to me, you probably know where I stand on that. Not a big fan of Cuomo. I'm certainly not a fan of the mayor. I think he's lousy. But look, the problem that I see, and I haven't even tackled it yet on this show, you know, most of the bad stuff is it's not being created by Black Lives Matter. It's by people that are extreme, like Antifa. And that's the problem. That's why there are riots. That's why there's looting. And that's why stores are being boarded up. That's the truth.
Yep.
And I don't know how it is over there. I mean, what part of...
The one reason why I think that a lot of this issue is occurring because of the way that they, not just the police, but the profiling. So I just turned that on, and the way that we're profiling people, you know what I mean? Not just whites, not just blacks, but it's we the people, how we're profiling people and how we're teaching our younger kids, how we're teaching these young youth, you know.
You know what what's your name, by the way?
My name is Drew.
What is Drew? Drew, it's nice to meet you. My name is Derek. I think I agree with everything that you said about the profiling and the way we teach our kids. You know, there's this old song, right? Because I'm in my 40s. It's called "Teach Your Children Well." It was played, it was part of my Bar Mitzvah video. And I forget who sings it, but I think "Teach Your Children Well" is a theme that we should be looking at. That's what I think.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, and people are going way back to the day, and I get people's anger.
I understand. Why shouldn't people be upset? I'm upset.
You know, and I very much get it. I was attacked by the KKK. I was attacked by the Aryan Nations. I was attacked
by... Are you serious?
A certain group, you know. Oh, yeah. Because I stood up for a black guy on a radio show. It was actually the Dr. John show.
When was this? How long ago?
This was back... It started back in 2008.
That's ridiculous. And
it was just over a radio show. The funny thing is, it was just over a radio show.
Are you serious?
I was the co-host. Dr. John was, and Dr. John went racist towards this guy because they were going back and forth with jokes, your mama jokes and stuff. And Dr. John was drinking, I guess. That didn't help him any that night, I guess. But I stopped him right in his tracks. As soon as I heard him say the N-word, I turned around and said, "Dr. John, I cannot be a part of your show no more." I said,
"Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
This is not what I stand for." As soon as I got off that call, off that radio show, I had 26 death threats from the KKK, the Aryan Nations, the Nazis, saying they were going to come after me. I was fine with them saying they're going to come after me. But when they said they were going to come after my family, my friends, anybody that socialized with me, and my kids, when they said they were coming after my kids, set me in a whole new level. I didn't quit calling them. I did just like they did that radio show host that they killed back in the day. Ellenberg, I do believe it was.
Okay.
When they harassed him. You know, they tried to do that to me. And, well, I got taught if I ever get attacked, defend myself. That's what I did. And I told him, I said, "Look, you come after me, that's fine. But you go after any of these people, any of my people get hurt, or any of my friends get hurt, if my kids get attacked, you're going to have a big issue. And I guarantee it's going to be a big problem."
You're absolutely right
so
about that.
I understand the madness. I understand the madness that some people go through and their anger. I really do. Because I've been put through that. Even as a young child, as myself, I was beat. I was molested. So, like I said, I get where coming from. People in general need to think with their minds. You know what I mean? Do we attack innocent people because one person, because of one person did something to us?
I think they need to be more educated, more informed, and not generalized. And I think there's too much generalization in our country and around the world. So until that changes, there continues to be this division and this hatred, and some and a lot of it's irrational, but some of it, some of the anger, a lot of it is rational, very rational. So, yeah, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. I mean, if you aren't, and I don't like talking politics, but if you aren't with the left or whatever, and you know, I mean, on social media, it just could get flat out nasty. I've been called names, stuff that you can't imagine, and it's just like, you know what? What do I do? I just thin out my list. I get rid of those people. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Because I'm a rational person, and I don't need that negativity.
Well, see, the good part about me is, even though I've been put through all them, I didn't put it on everybody. You know, yeah, I was mad when people came at me. I was with them on social media. People threatened me a lot, you know, and I would stand my ground. Like, you come to my house, it's going to get bad, bro. Like, I fight with anybody, even when people are joking with me. Like, bad times, like, till I got around a whole bunch of these trolls. And then I started realizing, wait a minute, why am I taking some of this stuff serious? It's just words coming out of their mouth.
I'll tell you one.
I started realizing maybe there's something I can do in my life. And ever since then, because I got PTSD. So I'm trying to recollect myself from doing all that. And it is hard because of my PTSD. And my PTSD is not an excuse. And that's what I tell people. Like, I got PTSD. It is very hard for me to control my anger. That's the one thing I let anybody know when I first meet them or if they go to visit me at my house. Like, I have PTSD.
I mean,
if you feel uncomfortable with me, come talk to me. You know, let me know,
like,
if there's something I'm doing wrong.
It's like my anxiety. I mean, sometimes it just, and that's even happened to me when I go to hockey games. Sometimes I just have to get out of there. I have to breathe. Where I got to get out of there.
Yeah.
Where you have a panic attack. I mean, I'll be at work. I was at work in my old job, and it would happen. And I'd try to fight through it. And sometimes it's tough. I mean, it really is. I try to drink a lot of water. I know kind of what helps and what doesn't. Ice helps, especially when it's hot. The heat is kind of a negative for me. So if I'm not feeling good, I'll ice my chest, I'll ice the back of my neck, head. Yeah, I mean, but sometimes I will say, I mean, I was taught, you know, raised basically sticks and stones or whatever. Words will never hurt you, but words do hurt. Words can hurt, especially when they're derisive. Or if they're, and things that are offensive. Yeah, they can hurt. So,
I heard you mention something about being left and stuff like that. That's the reason why I stay. You know, I'm not better than nobody. I want to make sure you understand this. I'm not thinking I'm better because I'm doing the way I'm doing. But because of the outcomes of the left wing and the right wing, I've stayed neutral. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. You know what I mean?
That's where I am. I used to be a Democrat.
I can't stay focused with, because to me, the Democrats and the Republicans, they got different opinions, but it's just different words. You know what I mean? When you look at it, somebody's trying to say the same thing, but they're just saying it in a different way. You know, in a different
tone, in a different
manner.
They can't even sit in the same room and they act like a bunch of children. That's not helpful to anything.
Yeah.
It's not helpful. It's not productive.
You know, and that's the reason why I stay neutral, because I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to, you know, but do I still get class divided in certain things because I stand up for what's right? You know, and it goes back on the there's his thing, her saying.
I'm here. I was just going to say that, you know, I don't watch any mainstream media or news because I think it's crap. It's biased, and I just don't want to. I don't want to subject myself to that. I want to have I want to be independent and a free thinker. That's what I am.
There's a thing that goes on the whole. There's his side, her side,
sure.
And then the truth. You know what I mean?
Drew.
And that's the real. You know what I mean? And I just heard this again for the third time, and I keep on forgetting about it. Every time I talk to one of you radio show hosts, I forget about it all the time. Like, man. But I just heard it just a minute ago, and they only had like a minute on. I'm like, holy moly. These are my kind of there's not very many people I look at and I see that I get along with. It's very hard to go ahead.
What? No, it's okay. You were saying something first. I'll go after you. Give it a floor.
But you know it. It's very hard for me to go out there and just meet people and be like, oh, yeah, I'm good with that. I used to do back in the day because I was having all kinds of problems. I was a young kid. So it was easier to meet people then and be able
to
stand with it. You know, because of me being into drugs, into alcohol at a young age, put in a position. And even be put in a gang position. You know what I mean? I eventually got out of the gang, but man, it just looking back at my day, it's like it was so much easier because I was influenced in bad than it is to tell. You know what I mean?
You seem
nowadays
like you,
is just something.
Like you have like a lot of experience with a lot of different things, and you've been through a lot, but you also seem to be very knowledgeable. Do you actually do any other shows or not really?
Do I ever do any shows? Not anymore. Because of that incident, it caused me a lot of grief. And I got more kids now, so... But do I go out here and do stuff for the people? Yeah. I still find missing kids. I go and catch bad cops.
That's good.
And believe me, we get a lot of them bad cops off the streets, which we've been trying no matter what the situation is. If you're a bad cop, you should go to jail. If you're doing something wrong, just like George.
They're supposed to protect and serve. That's what they're supposed to do. I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you on all this.
They're taking their whole stand their ground to a different level. Your gun is not there just to point it at somebody and shoot them.
Yeah, I know.
If somebody has a gun and they're trying to shoot
you think that's just being scared or whatever, or it's just psychological, or it's just training? What do you think's going on there? Is it instinct? Why?
I don't think some of their teachers. I think there's a misguidance in who taught them. You know what I mean?
Huh?
I'm not saying their teacher was bad, but that person didn't teach them something. There's some misguided there. And some of these people aren't having background checks. And if they do get a background check,
which they should
it's
have.
Being skipped over.
They should have that. I think the psychological aspect is another part. I don't know what they're what they have to be put through. Just part
because,
of it. It
because
be
look, if it was me or you, if it was me or you, that was trying to get a job at the police, we if we got a record, we're gonna get denied. You know, if we got a felony or a misdemeanor, we're gonna get denied. But one of
yeah,
these,
yeah, yeah, you can't have it.
That's got a background. That's got a bad background. You guys, their chief already realized that. Why is that chief letting that person in? Yeah, I mean that's the first mistake right there.
It's a great.
If you already
question.
Know these people got a bad background, why are they even being let in? You know what I mean? And I get
hold
that somebody's been judged by the police.
Then we have another caller. It's actually one of my good colleagues here and being the co-host from the great state of Florida, Sunshine State. He is the one and only Dan Wheeler. Dan, I have Drew on the line from Michigan. Hello, Dan.
Drew from Michigan.
What's going on, brother?
Not much. So, catch me up on everything, man. Derek can only tell me so much.
You know what? It's better he tells it. Okay. No. Did you want to tell Dan just a quick summary of what you've been through, real quick? Or
Well, first I'll start with the hard part. I was raped when I was a young kid. I was beat. I've been through the drug era. I've been through the gangs. Been attacked by the KKK, some white racist groups. You know, so that all brings me to where I'm at now with this whole George Floyd and all the rest of these killings that's going on with these police. I've been attacked by the police, too. And anybody that ever says I haven't, I can go get the people that used to be the chief and the people that are the chief now. And they can tell anybody, like, look, this guy has been beat up by police just for other people.
That was filed? I guess those brought them in file. Would you file some complaints or?
No, it was because I got arrested.
What did you do?
Because I stood my ground. You know, I didn't let the police turn around and do that to me. You know what I mean?
Is this what you were
when
talking about?
They did something bad.
Is that what you meant? Like you were talking about profiling before. Is that what you meant?
Oh yeah. We shouldn't be profiling people just because of
how they look,
their race, or how they look, how they dress. You know what I mean? That needs to be looked at a little bit different, you know. And somebody mentioned that tonight just a minute ago, and I was like, they took the words right out of my mouth. You know what I mean? Like, we need to look at that. And the background checks of these police need to be checked into. Because if they're not being checked
in. I want to ask you, Gulf, one question.
Go ahead.
Because, yes, there are bad police, as you mentioned, and we're very aware of. I'm sure Dan is as well. When you see some of the attacks on some of the cops and some of the things, like sometimes in New York here, they dump water on police and they go after them and call them names. You think it's kind of a two-way street as well? You know, there's too much generalization on that side as well. Maybe it's kind of like a two-way street. And you both could answer.
There is. I'm not saying that sometimes citizens don't take things too far. There are bad citizens. You know what I mean? That's like my saying, just because four black people go out there and do something doesn't speak for the rest of the black nation. That's like four white people. They go out there and do something. That doesn't speak for all of us that are white. You know what I mean? I'm a mixed breed. I'm actually white and Mexican, Irish, Dutch, and German.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's an interesting background.
You know, do I get attacked on both sides? Oh, yeah, definitely. But I've been attacked by more white people than I have anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you get bullied at all?
Definitely in school.
School, I mean. Especially
the
cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying? Yeah, they tried.
Honestly, I think cyberbullying is worse. I mean, I read about a wrestler, famous wrestler in Japan. She was like, what was she, like 22, Dan? Read about that? And she was cyberbullied.
What
did I do? She couldn't take it. This wrestler in Japan, did you hear about this? She was only like 22 and she committed suicide.
Yeah.
She couldn't take the... Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a joke.
She teamed with Asuka in Japan.
Really?
In
Shimmer. I didn't even know that. I did not know that. Wow. Holy crap. It's just like, people are mean. I mean, they really are. There's a lot of cold-hearted bastards out there. It's true.
Well, that also goes to the fact of when my cousin came home from the Marines. My cousin was a Marine.
Oh, really?
He come back home from Iraq and Afghanistan. Became a firefighter.
Thank you for service.
Got with his lady. And he had a kid on the way. One day, he was out there doing a boot drive for sick people. I'm going to say it was for sick people. They said there's some weird name that they said that they were doing the boot drive for. But it was for sick people. And this guy came up, got mad. My cousin was talking to him. And he gets mad, takes off the scene, comes back, goes to hit a firefighter. My cousin pushes that firefighter out of the way and gets hit. So
that's crazy.
The guy that killed my cousin only spent 32 years. Is only spending 32 years in prison right now.
Yeah, when it comes
which
to
which I think is
system,
a joke.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The justice system is so crappy. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's just terrible.
And the crazy thing about that is, my cousin left behind a son that he's never seen before. I mean,
oh
he knew
God.
He was having a baby.
I'm
you know,
sorry.
And the police wouldn't let me come back to this town I'm in right now because that guy that killed my cousin took. They wouldn't let me come back here. They knew what I was coming, I would come back to Charlotte for. They knew if I come back here, I was going to jail and I was going to get locked up. And they're not going to put, they can't just put me in my cell by myself. You know what I mean? Because they got a whole other people in there. So they knew if I get locked up, they weren't keeping me in this jail.
Gotcha. I got you.
Because if I did get put in that jail, I was going to hurt that dude. Was I physically... I was mad. I'll be honest. I was working that day, and I got a phone call. That video that you posted on Facebook, that's your cousin. And it... As soon as it kicked in, then my dad called me, and I really lost it. Then I had people coming up to me, yeah, F your cousin. I said, dude, you better get away from me, bro. Like, you don't even know my cousin. There was people that stood up for my cousin that were black, that were Mexican, that was the people. You know what I mean? We didn't have this problem.
Because
like
they're standing
with
up for what's right, and it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter whether you're white, black, yellow, or whatever the hell you are.
Yep.
You stand up for what's right.
Yes.
That's what you do.
And you mentioned Antifa. You mentioned Antifa.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Antifa's been a bigger. They've been a big problem. And some people tried. Yes. Some person tried to tell me they haven't. They have.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty tough to discuss all this stuff. But I'd like to thank you, Drew, for taking the time out. I mean, you can certainly call back in anytime. I mean, I do a lot of these shows, so you know, this is a shorter one. But I just want to wish you all the best, and God bless you and to your cousin and your family, and just be safe out there, brother. Okay.
Believe me, I'm definitely trying with all the phone calls I've been doing with police and trying to conversate with them, and some of these police get mad at me, but you know, I'm trying to do the best I can for them. Only fool the people and bother people.
Just keep doing what you're doing, and justice for all, buddy. And thank you for calling in. Thank you for your contribution.
Oh, definitely.
Have a good night, sir. Be safe.
You too.
Thanks. All right, that was really interesting, Dan. Wow. I'm at a loss for words.
Me too.
Did you listen to all that? Man.
Somewhat.
You could say, I mean, you got something to say? Go ahead, man. I mean, we've got a couple minutes left here live before we hit overtime. Go ahead. I mean, you know what's the funny part? I was going to do the first half about the hard stuff, which I did. He called in. It turned out to be a really good call. And then I was going to go lighter and do some sports, maybe get in some movies, which we can still do. We can still do that. So, I mean, go ahead. I'll give you the floor here.
Why go over this shit more? We know what the ordeal is.
Oh, I know, but I thought it was kind of interesting to actually with someone that actually has had some rough experiences. He's from Michigan. So, I mean, the only reason I'm going through it is to make the point that we have to hammer home, and that's that they're trying to turn this into a race war, and that's not what it is. That's not it at all. It's about doing what's right. It's about respect. It's about acceptance. It's about not generalizing and not taking
sides. Well, Los Angeles. Well, Derek, Los Angeles don't give a shit.
I know.
They don't respect.
I agree with you, Dan. The whole point is there are good and bad people. But I think there's a lot more good people than there are bad. I that's what I choose to believe, by the way. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I mean, but I try to associate with what I call, what's the word I'm looking for here? Quality? Maybe not quality. I choose to, authentic. I consider you an authentic person. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Yeah. You're an authentic person. You're someone with good character, great personality, knowledgeable, and intelligent. And that's what we have in our group. So, and that's what I have in my inner circle. And I'm real proud of that. I'm real proud of it.
Derek, if you say five more things you're nice about me, you're going to have to buy me dinner. Because I just think you want to get in my Jesus.
Hey, maybe I don't say it enough. So I wanted to just put it out there. All right, that's all. But I think you know where I'm coming from. So, because I'm always pissing people off, you know? I'm always pushing buttons, apparently. Too much. We are at overtime. God, you know what we need to do? And tell me if you agree or not. We need to find the best ever Rick Jeanneret clip and put it as part of the switchboard and play it when we get to overtime. Because that would be awesome. That'd be dope, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Derek, that sounds good.
Could be next year, could be his last year. Like, he doesn't do as many games, but it could be the last year for him. Win any Sabres games. Do you know how long Rick Jeanneret's been around for?
And who is that?
Oh, Sabres, Rick Jeanneret? Yeah. You know how Brian sometimes plays clips of Rick when he was with Brew, where he'd play the Sabres goal or whatever? Score! From the highlight film! Maxima Finnegan off! That's how he sounded. I met him once, actually, when I was working for the Devils. And he was in the press room, right? This was before a Sabres-Devils game. So he's in the press room, and he's making some photocopies by the copy machine at the old Continental Airlines Arena in East Rutherford or whatever. I told him all about Brian. I told him about Brian because Brian was his big – I told him that my friend is your biggest fan. And Brian, of course, is like, God damn it, because he never got a chance to meet him. We need to somehow fix that. I don't know. Maybe we need to get Brian press credentials, like to see the Sabres play the Ducks next year or something. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know. He goes to Sabres Ducks games. He's been out to the pond, whatever they call it now. Come out to Sabres Kings games. God, I would just like to. I wish Brian could have the opportunity to meet Rick. That's what I wish. That'd be awesome. Wouldn't it? Man, we could do so many things with the Hard Hits Network, you know? We could get guests. We can turn this into something bigger. I'm thinking big for a change. Roar!
Why do you want it big?
Why?
Why can't you just make this a little fun thing to do to blow off theme and
all right. This is what I say. We could do different segments. We can blow off steam here. We can do both. Why can't we have the best of both? That's what I say. Why not? There's an opportunity here, man. This is an opportunity. This is the land of opportunity, Wheeler, Mr. Wheeler. And I'm thinking differently for a change. I'm looking at it differently. I'm trying to look at the big picture. I've been doing podcasts or shows or whatever the hell you want to call for years. And I think we should do it. I think we should kick some ass.
I think that you need to look for a 9-to-5 job and do this on the side.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm saying. But I want
to. Let's get the 9-to-5 job first.
Okay. I got you. I read you. What's going on in this chat room? Why is there a picture of a crazy dog shaking back and forth?
Because I felt like that. Well, John mentioned a dog, so I typed in dog. And I thought it was funny.
And what is this about John canceling?
You did what?
John canceled the phone call, right?
Canceled what phone call?
Wasn't there supposed to be a conference thing? Was there supposed to be a conference? Or am I hallucinating here? Or am I on drugs? Is my brain on drugs right now? I thought there was going to be like a conference.
He said, no call today. Derek wants to do a show instead, and Brian is mad at me for insulting NFL.
So wait, because I'm doing a show, there can't be a phone call? Like, this is overtime, man. You could do both.
This is overtime.
Yeah, I mean,
this
really,
is
what time is it there? It's 2:05 in the afternoon. Hell, what's wrong with him? It's a Saturday over there, isn't it? And it's Saturday morning here. God damn.
Yeah.
I'm fired up right now. Tell.
Roar.
I'm very fired up. And I'm ready. I'm ready for anything.
Then say all this shit in the chat.
Well, you know what? I'm going to. I'm going to go right after it.
Do it. You can do it.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
I'm going after him. It's a Saturday afternoon, man. Yeah, egg me on. Egg me on some more, Dan. Let's go.
Well,
you know what?
I
know exactly what's going on, man.
What's going on?
Absolutely friggin' nothing, and I'm going off. I'm finally seeing perspective. I'm finally seeing things a little differently. That's right. You woke me up. You see what happens when you join up? You see what happens? You ever see the Warriors? The movie The Warriors? I know it's random.
No, I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh. So. Oh, man. That's a great movie. It really is. I don't know. There's something about it. It's just the music. First off, the music's iconic. The colors the gangs wore or whatever. Awesome. So those baseball furies, they had like this face paint that they wore. They looked scary, and they'd all come out like they were in a dugout, like they were Yankee, and they were wearing Yankee pinstripes bats. That was kind of scary. That was kind of scary. And they chased them. They chased them in Van Cortlandt Park. that's where some of my track meets used to be, man. All the way up in the Bronx. 264th Street, Dan. Or something like that. I'm talking real deal stuff right here. You know, speaking of real deal stuff.
Yeah.
You have any favorite movies? Pick a top movie. What do you think is a top movie that you, Dan Wheeler, would watch? That you, if it's on, you're gonna watch it. Come on, there's gotta be something. Is it a comedy? Is it an action movie? What the hell is it, man? Is it an old school movie?
I just see you keep on talking, and I told you already.
Okay, what is it?
Forrest Gump.
I love Forrest Gump. We're going to start talking about shrimping business.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Bubba, the Bubba Gump. The Bubba Gump Shipping Company.
Bubba Gump is my best good friend.
In the whole wide world.
I think to determine that, it has to be something that whenever it's on television. That I gotta say, I like.
I like Forrest Gump, and it's up there for me. And if I had to pick a top movie for myself, I just love The Shawshank Redemption, to be honest. I think that's just a great movie with Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins, and I just love it.
Morgan Freeman.
Huh?
Do you like when Morgan Freeman talks?
Well, according to Rob, you know, Jimi Hendrix and Morgan Freeman are the same person. Never mind, they don't even look alike. What the hell is Rob
I've actually heard that before.
Do they look alike, or am I nuts? Am I crazy? You can call me crazy. I don't care.
Snope said that it was false, but yeah, I can see it. Snopes said that it is false. The idea is that Jimi Hendrix wanted to reinvent himself and get out of the music game.
There is some truth to the fact that he wanted to reinvent himself, because he didn't really get along with his producer. He was kind of he didn't want Hendrix wanted to be more creative. And after, you know, doing basically 3.5 years of the same thing, he wanted to do more. Isn't that how? Wouldn't you want to? You don't want to keep doing the same thing. He had a lot more to do. So he got burnt out. He got pretty burnt out.
And here we go talking about Jimi Hendrix. Oh,
but notice that I'm not going to push the envelope here, Dan. I'm not going to push any envelope. I'm not going to start pushing any conspiracies right now. I'm not going to do it. Because you're a guest.
Oh, no.
I'm actually going to show some restraint, believe it or not.
Well, yeah.
So I'm showing restraint. You got to give me a little bit of credit for a change. Mr. Wheeler.
Mr. Felix.
The Orlando Magic season over? Or are they in this 22-team or whatever it is thing?
They're the 7th or the 8th seed right now. So, yeah, they're in this.
They're in? Okay.
Yeah, the Orlando Tragic.
That's another one of those flex nicknames, huh? Wasn't it? Strange. How that works, doesn't it? Strange how it works. And what they include, one extra Eastern Conference team, is that right? Yep, they got 9 teams. And the West has like 5 or 6, is that right? It's 5 out of 6. Wait a second. Yeah, 16 teams make the playoffs, correct? Yeah. So they have 5 teams, right? 5 of the 6 in. Correct? Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
My math's not good right now, man. My math sucks right now. Hey, at least I admit that.
Okay.
Of course, there's all this stuff on NBA.com. You know, I'm really serious, though, about this whole thing with this. They want to keep doing all this stuff. I just might not watch basketball anymore. I might not watch football. So the football part I'm dead serious, by the way, about. Basketball, more of a debate. I'm debating it, you know? I'm debating it. I don't know. What do you think about this? You got any thoughts?
I don't know.
Do you care about all this stuff? I mean, it's, when sports comes back, are you going to watch everything? What are you going to do? Obviously, you're going to be busy because you're in Disney. And the NBA is coming to Disney, isn't it? Coming to Orlando.
I don't know. Well, not there. It's like a, you know, trying to keep myself busy. And,
probably
for it sure would be nice to, I mean, just focusing on myself this moment. And why get all upset about a bunch of millionaires?
That's probably the right attitude and approach. That's the right attitude. So why do you think Brian decided that he's retired from shows? Does it have to do with all this crazy stuff?
Don't know. Don't care.
Okay.
Staying out of stuff.
All right. Okay.
That's, you know, the thing is whatever your ordeal is with John, or Brian's ordeal with John, or your ordeal with Brian, or Brian's ordeal with anybody, that's between them. And anything else is just inciting drama.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not going to comment any further on that. It's an interesting observation, though. We'll say that. It's a very interesting observation. Yeah.
Just like with all this stuff happening in the world.
Yeah.
I don't watch CNN. I don't watch NBC News. I don't watch ABC News. I don't watch any news.
And I commend you for that.
Huh?
I commend you for that because I don't watch any of that stuff either. So.
And.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I go on with my life. To everybody normal. I've seen white people, I've seen black people, I've seen Hispanic people, I've seen Asian people since all this happened.
Yeah, they that's how it should
me.
Be.
They didn't look at me and incite a fight. They just carried on with their own fucking life.
Yeah.
The media is out there to create division.
They are. That's true. I can't dispute anything that you've said here.
I don't even want to go into Trump. Ordeal. I don't give a shit about Drew Brees. I don't give a shit about Michael Thomas. I don't give a damn for any of those people. I don't care. They're just million. It's like watching a show that my mom watches, The Real Housewives. Of whatever city. I call it
I don't
insert city.
Yeah. That's stuff that I don't care about either. Good point.
It's the same thing, just in a different view, basically. I mean, just a bunch of millionaires making up
that
drama.
We can't relate to.
I can't relate to that.
Yeah,
I can't relate
I can't
to
either.
Being a millionaire and
bitching about somebody not going to my party. I can't relate to that.
And I certainly don't want to relate to that.
Nobody really wants to relate to that.
I want to save money. I want to get out of the United States of America. Either that, or if I do anything in the United States, it's to live in essentially an area where I might as well be hidden. So West Virginia's a thought. Might as well be hidden. Okay.
I decided
in my life I want to just have my job, go do it, go home, and relax or go do something. I don't want to.
There's a lot of things that you could do in this life. It's true. There's so much out there.
No interest.
I think that a lot of people are bored right now because a lot of people don't have a lot that they can do, especially here.
That's another thing. It's just with this coronavirus ordeal.
Yeah.
You nailed it on the head. There's a lot of bored people right now, and why this is being inflamed more than any other time is because there's more bored people at this time.
Right.
Not to say that this isn't or is an issue, but
yeah, it's an important one. I mean, I think we'd agree on that.
But
you're right. You're on the right track.
We have 13% unemployment right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but and technically that includes me right now. And I haven't worked for Disney in close to 3 months.
And I really hope that changes very soon for you.
Me too. I just want to go and do my job and go home.
Yeah.
And that's that. You know. I'm thankful for the, because really, if you were just going on unemployment, this would really suck. The fact that we're getting $600 a week on top of the unemployment until July 25th is huge.
Yeah, it's definitely huge. Man.
Yeah. I went and bought a video game system today. I figured nobody gets killed playing video games except for the jack-off in Jacksonville that decided to go murder some players because he got eliminated from a game. Fuck that guy.
What are you talking about?
It happened about a year or so ago. In Jacksonville, there was a Madden tournament.
Okay. All right, now that you mention it, yeah, I'm familiar with what you're trying to say. Okay.
For the most part, people don't get killed playing video games.
No.
And honestly, for these politicians that say that video games are bad for people, I sure as hell would want to put a video game system in all these, I don't know how to say this, these urban areas, these rough areas where, where essentially people join gangs or get involved with bad people, on there. What if they if they just played fucking video games all day?
Yeah.
Would that hurt anybody?
Playing a video game?
Of
course not. That's ridiculous.
I'd encourage people to get freaking video game systems.
Sometimes I have the urge to play NHL 94. That's a great game. So I'll play NHL 94. Have some fun.
94.
There it is. 94.
The beloved only good year in the world.
If only that were true. It's a lot more relaxed, I could tell you that. So it was a lot easier to just chill out and relax.
I was 8 or 9.
Speed or 9, maybe. Yeah.
Well, depending on when it was, like if it was this day in 1994, I would be 8.
But
then I had my own social ordeals. So, you know, Derek, it's I don't encourage people diving too much into their past, things that have happened before. I just think that, and I used to do it too, you know, like I think about high school and how good senior year was, like going into that summer. I lost a lot of weight, and I was really trim, and I was doing really good at that day. But it's dangerous to get into that mindset, and that's why I just wish you wouldn't talk about the freaking past all the time. I just don't see how that's healthy towards today, Derek.
That's your opinion, yeah. I mean, everybody's different. I just think things were a lot easier.
Well, those days are not going to come back, Derek. So.
Maybe I should just jump off the Verrazano.
You can have a great life right now, Derek.
Or I could just go dig a hole in a cave and create my own little environment. Because I'm kidding. Being facetious.
That's a defeatist attitude. You're a smart guy, and you're educated, and you're actually a really good writer. Why don't you go into that more, Derek? Like you're a really good writer.
I plan to.
Well, it's just you gotta keep on posting more, and you gotta find your niche, and maybe, I don't know how it would work for credentials and obtaining said credentials.
I've done it before. Man.
My brain's
actually functioning pretty well. There's nothing to cover right now, but my brain is ready to do something. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yes. Not hopeless.
How hard would it be to obtain? Because your niche is like the New York market. Talking about New York sports, you're very knowledgeable of that, and you have a history of posts that could back up that you are.
I do.
So. Yeah. I don't know. The Knicks are in the same hall as the Hornets and not going to this 22-team thing. And get this shit.
They aren't.
Get this shit. So they said the guideline was 6.5 games or less you get to go. And so
you know what I think?
Seven games
they
behind.
Got screwed. They got screwed over because they wanted to include 5,000 teams in the West. Roar. That's what I think. Then, of course, I don't think that Charlotte would have, you know, made up the ground, but I think they should have been part of it. It's my personal opinion.
I'm just surprised they didn't manipulate their way for the Hornets to get in because of this new documentary thing.
That documentary, look, I think it was good for what it was. But, yeah, there were a lot of flaws in it. And we've discussed it so many times to death. And I'm tired of people tweeting about Michael Jordan. Now people, you know, actually, I wish they would go back to tweeting about that instead of all the stuff that I see. But whatever. It's not gonna make or break anything for me. It's not going to change anything. Because it doesn't. It really doesn't. So.
I don't know, man. I just.
I don't know either.
You're worrying about making a blog talk radio show to blow up. And there's just other stuff.
I can do a lot more with this show. I can do a lot more with this show and tie in my writing. I could do both. I believe that I could do it. So that's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I mean, you do you on that, but
yeah. I will. That's the focus. That's what the focus is. So I think I'm gonna call it a show. Yeah, I think we're both kind of worn out. Kind of sense it, you know? I mean, if we had more people here, it'd be create more chaotic and more. That would be interesting, you know? It'd be more interesting. Like, it's what? It's Saturday morning or Friday night, like, it's 2:34 right now. And... Mm-hmm. We could do a wrestling show tomorrow, as you suggested, if Brian doesn't decide to suddenly actually go back and do a brew show. Brew. What's brewing? Show. Roar. At 11 Eastern time. 8K hertz. God. What did we do? What did we do? What did I do that Brian just decided, that's it, I'm done. Roar.
Don't know. Let's see him.
You know what? I'm just going to try to contemplate that. And who knows? Maybe I'll put together a blog on Brian Sanhorn that he won't read. I'll try to interpret it and analyze. Hey, I can write about anything. Remember that. I can. I have that capability.
I think John wants to do the messenger thing. So
if he wants to do the messenger thing, let's fucking do it already. All
well,
right.
Yeah, he's chatting about it, so let's just do that.
All right, man. Dan, you as always.
Uh-huh.
And we will reconvene probably tomorrow evening and talk wrestling, believe it or not. Believe it or not,
perhaps.
We're going to talk. Perhaps, yeah, it could happen. Could happen.
It could happen.
A group. And get ready, folks. All right, that's for Dan Wheeler. And for our little guest, Drew Michigan. This is the one and only Derek Felix. He Flex. In Staten Island, New York City, signing off. You all have a wonderful evening.